I'm Daniel Levine, and this is the Bio Report. Year, an estimated 400,000 people in the United States will be diagnosed with Lyme disease, a billion-dollar healthcare problem caused by a bacterial infection that's transmitted through the bite of a tick. The condition can cause joint pain and fatigue, but is treatable with antibiotics. Left untreated, though, it can progress and cause more serious symptoms, including facial palsy, an irregular heartbeat, and nerve pain. Tarsus Pharmaceuticals is developing a human formulation of the antiparasitic lotilaner to prevent Lyme disease. We spoke to Bobby Azamian, CEO of Tarsus, about Lyme disease, the case for the company's experimental prophylactic drug TP-05, and why you may already have been using a form of the drug to protect a four-legged member of your household. Bobby, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here, Danny. Thank you.
We're going to talk about Lyme disease, Tarsus, and its efforts to develop an oral medication that could prevent someone from developing the condition. Let's start with Lyme disease. For listeners not familiar with the condition, what is it?
We've probably all heard of it, but it's a very common tick-borne disease, and it exists globally, but specifically in the U.S., there's 30 million Americans at high or moderate risk for this. And there's actually 300,000 or 400,000 cases a year. So it's basically a disease that results from the bite of a specific kind of tick called the black wicked tick that carries a bacteria called Borrelia.
I think people might be surprised by those numbers and how big a potential population could be infected with this condition. What's the economic impact of this?
It's significant. So it's estimated over $1 billion cost to the U.S. healthcare system every year. And that's because patients really have some long-term symptoms if they don't get treated, or sometimes even if they're treated at the wrong stage. And those are significant. Things like rash and nerve damage and joint and muscle pains and shortness of breath, lots of things that really lead to both real illness and also real cost.
It's one of these conditions that I think of people often going undiagnosed. How difficult is it to get diagnosed with Lyme disease?
Yeah, that's key. You know, very simply, you have to get bitten by a tick. So a lot of people think, oh, if I just see every tick that bites me, then, you know, I'll know if I get it. But it's often that we get bitten by ticks or even nymphal, younger form of ticks that we can't see. And so it's hard to get a diagnosis just by saying I had a tick bite. Another way to get diagnosed is to develop symptoms. And one of the key early symptoms is a target-like rash. And that's the way some people get diagnosed. But there are a number of people who go months and months without getting diagnosed. And that's often when people are most suffering, because they've had the disease for a while and haven't been able to get the antibiotics that really knocks it out in the earlier stages.
How does the condition manifest itself and progress?
Yeah, so typically you'll get that tick bite. Most people will get that target rash and some fevers, and then they'll have gone to the doctor either after the tick bite or after the rash, and then they'll get treated with really standard antibiotics. But like I said, a lot of people don't actually notice the tick or notice the rash, and then they're in a pretty difficult spot often with those chronic joint muscle inflammatory issues. And that's why I think we're hearing so much about it, not just because, you know, with climate change as a factor, the distribution of ticks has gotten broader and broader across the U.S., but also because more and more people are getting this and exposed to it.
You mentioned antibiotics, but what treatment options exist?
So beyond antibiotics, there's not a lot. And that's the need that we are going after. And, you know, it's not just us. Vaccines are being developed and actually existed in the past for preventing Lyme. But we think we have a very unique I think one that will be, you know, acceptable and desired by a lot of people, a product, a medicine that can really prevent this disease before getting exposed to the tick.
What's the general prognosis for someone who's diagnosed with the condition?
Yeah, so I was an internal medicine doctor in Boston in my earlier days. And, you know, we were always taught that, and I saw this, you know, if you found the tick or found the early symptoms in a patient, you could really resolve it. And so that prognosis is very, very good. So if you can diagnose it and treat it early with antibiotics, prognosis is very, very good. But the challenging patients are the ones that actually don't get diagnosed and treated early. And once you have those advanced symptoms and signs, it's even harder to treat it with antibiotics. And then there's a condition known as chronic Lyme that is really, really hard to both diagnose and treat. So, you know, think of it as if you're lucky enough to catch it early, you're going to be in good shape. But if you don't, your risk goes higher and higher of having long-term issues.
Tarsus lead experimental therapy is TP05, a drug that can be used to prevent infection. What is TP05?
Yeah, so this is a very unique potential medicine. And very simply, it's an on-demand, long-acting preventative tablet. And so let's break that down. So what we would do here is any of us that was at risk of Lyme disease would take this tablet. And we would get to therapeutic levels of the drug within hours. So that means we'd be able to prevent Lyme disease within hours of taking the drug. So really on demand, very convenient pill formulation. So that's really empowering to a patient to say, hey, the day before I go hiking or travel to a endemic region with Lyme, I'm going to have the power to take that tablet. And then it's very long acting. So the molecule at the core of this tablet is really a latest and best in class antiparasitic. And it actually lasts about 30 days or more based on the studies that we've done and frankly, the history of the molecule. So think of a tablet you take on demand would last at least a month and then very uniquely would address the root cause. So would target the tick, which is the vector or the carrier of the bacteria, and really paralyze and kill that tick before the disease, before the bacteria is transmitted. So that's a powerful thing to basically address the root cause, prevent transmission of bacteria, all in the convenience of an easy-to-use tablet.
And how does it actually work? What is it doing?
Yeah, so it's an interesting story, even how we got here. But the molecule is called lotilaner, and it targets the nervous system specifically of ectoparasites. And ticks are one of those parasites. Parasites basically are outside the body. And those include ticks and mites and fleas. And you know, this medicine actually comes to us from animal health, which is a whole unique and fascinating story. But the chemistry is designed to target only the ectoparasite nervous system. So think of it as really a targeted bullet for the tick, but without any collateral damage on our bodies, on our cells. So that's the unique mechanism at play here.
This is actually a medicine, as you say, that's long been used in cats and dogs. Do you had to do anything to adjust it for human use?
We have, yeah. So we're lucky that there's been millions of cats and dogs treated with this. And I actually give the same medicine in a different formulation to my Labradoodle, my dog, every month. And that allows him to be prevented from ticks and fleas and mites. So that's a great thing that there's such a rich history by using this in our pets. And what we saw is there was an opportunity to bring this to people. And, you know, to your point, we needed to really understand the right dose and the right formulation for us versus our pets. And so that's what we've been studying and designing and developing, a tablet that's the right dose for people, that lasts the right amount of time, that, you know, is absorbed the right way. You know, for example, the tablet for my dog, you have to give with food. It's actually a beef flavored chew, which, you know, is nice for the dog, but it means I have to mix it in his feed. And that's not necessarily the best thing for us in terms of a convenient tablet. And then we also want to make sure we have the right dose to really cover our bodies and our pharmacokinetics as people. So that's a lot of the science that's gone into TP-05 as a unique product.
How would you expect it to be used?
It's a great question. You know, with any medicine, and we just actually launched our first drug for an eyelid disease called blepharitis, you have an idea how it's going to be used, and then you get out in the real world and you see how people actually use it. But what we expect is this would be used in adults. It would be used to prevent Lyme disease, and it would be something that you could take as one tablet, and it would last at least a month. And the indication or the label would be something around the prevention of Lyme disease. So that's what we're working on. And obviously, we have a lot of interactions with the FDA to really guide us in that pathway.
The company recently reported top-line results from a phase 2A proof-of-concept study. What's known about its safety and efficacy from studies that have been done to date?
Yes. No, thank you for asking that. We were very excited about this study. It's called the CARPO phase 2A study. It's really a tick kill study. And we wanted to demonstrate that we could give people this medicine and that we could see a very high rate of killing ticks, because that's really the root cause that we're addressing. And we also wanted to look at low and high doses and compare those to placebo. And like I said earlier, we wanted to make sure that we were getting a high tick killing within hours of getting the medicine, and also at 30 days after getting the medicine, so that on-demand prevention with a lasting effect. So that's what we did. We actually, in a lab in Boston at Tufts University, they have a really interesting protocol where you can take sterilized ticks, so ticks with no Lyme disease, and place them on healthy volunteers. It's a tick bandage, if you will, kind of a silver dollar size bandage with you know, a dozen or so ticks underneath it, and then take the medicine. And then look the day after, day one, at how many ticks died. And then also follow patients to day 30 and place another tick bandage and see how many died. So that was the protocol. And we found really remarkable results. We found that at day one, 97% of the high dose patients' ticks were killed, 92% of the low dose patients' ticks were killed, only 5% of placebo. So very significant. Statistically significant results. And then at day 30, we also had 90% in both groups, the high and low doses, compared to 9% placebo. So we think this really demonstrates the intended mechanism and effect that we've been hoping for.
How about in terms of safety?
Safety has looked really good. You know, safety is something that you have to always be mindful of. You need to test it in more and more trials, and that's what we're going to do. But both in the CARPO study and in an earlier study called Callisto, which is a phase 1 study, we've shown no dose-related or drug-related serious adverse events. So that's been really reassuring. And we also went after this medicine, bringing it from animal health, because we saw what a safe profile this has had in now millions of dogs and cats. And so, you know, we feel like this compound, this medicine, has a very strong foundation of safety that we're going to continue to build around and be very, very observant around in our future trials.
And what's the development path forward?
Yeah, so we're doing something we call category creation. And so that's doing something really new. That means there's no roadmap that we have. So what we're doing is discussing carefully with the FDA the path forward. It will look probably something like a phase 2B study. That's a larger study looking at both effectiveness and safety, and then a pivotal phase 3 study. So that's what we expect, and we really want to detail that further with the FDA.
As you alluded earlier, Tarsus is commercial. It markets XDEMVY, treatment for Demodex blepharitis and eye disease. It's also developing treatments for dermatology and infectious disease prevention. Is there something that ties your pipeline together?
There is, yeah. And that's another category we're creating, Demodex blepharitis. It's, you know, a bit of a mouthful, but now you can go to really any eye doctor and they'll tell you about this disease because it's so common. It's another disease that affects 25 million Americans. And the core linker of all these medicines is lotilaner, that molecule I mentioned. So our medicine, XDEMVY, is an eye drop formulation of the same molecule. And that's really the best and most convenient product to treat eyelid disease, which is what Demodex blepharitis is. Blepharitis means inflammation of the eyelids. And Demodex is a mite that's causing that. So you heard me right, a parasitic mite is causing inflammation or eyelids in the majority of cases. And that's the category we're creating in eye care. So once we advance that product through early clinical trials, we said, wow, this is really effective. This looks very reassuring from a safety profile. And that's when we had the confidence really to say, let's think about a dermatology product that's a little higher dose applied more broadly on the skin. And let's think about a tablet product, which is an even higher dose applied, obviously with a oral tablet that gets absorbed throughout our bodies. So it's been a story of category creation, addressing root causes, all around a highly effective, novel, anti-parasitic molecule.
And how's the company funded to date, and how far will existing cash take you?
Yeah, so it's been a story I've lived from the idea stage. I co-founded the company about 7 years ago. And so we've been through the venture rounds, and now we've gone public, and we've actually engaged more and more investors as a public company. So we've raised in our lifetime about $500 million. And we have in our balance sheet over $300 million. And that should take us at least a couple of years down the road. And, you know, our next step is to decide, do we think about being a profitable company? Do we reinvest further and try to develop new categories of medicines and try to bring in new programs to our pipeline? So we're at that commercial stage as a pharma company where we actually have a very independent pathway based on our progress and our launch progress with XDEMVY. But we also want to do more. We want to bring other new categories, primarily to eye care, because we've seen such a successful start with XDEMVY and such a need for new medicines that really improve our vision and our overall eye health.
Bobby Azamian, CEO and Chairman of Tarsus Pharmaceuticals. Bobby, thanks so much for your time today.
Quite a pleasure, Danny. I'm grateful to be here representing just an incredible team at Tarsus. And thank you for the opportunity to talk about Lyme and other things going on at Tarsus.
Thanks for listening. The Bio Report is a production of the Levine Media Group. To automatically download this podcast each week, subscribe to our RSS feed or through iTunes or other podcast manager. To join our mailing list, go to levinemediagroup.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to drop us a line or are interested in sponsoring this podcast, send email to danny@levinemediagroup.com. Special thanks to Jonah Levine, who composed our theme music, and the Jonah Levine Collective, which performs it.